Sesh Podcast, episode 141, take one. Hi, friends, and welcome back to the Sesh. I am Kendall.
And I'm Janelle.
You always make fun of my intros.
I don't know why, but it makes me laugh.
I like
sometimes
to switch it up.
Like,
what was funny about this week?
Literally, right before we record, we're just like on our laptops or whatever, like Kendall's video just premieres. We're on the premiere, and then all of a sudden it's like, all right, ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is my first time premiering a video.
I know,
I'm a little distracted.
Premieres are fun.
They are really fun. I love
chatting. We're trying to do that
people
for like all of our channels. Mm-hmm. But you guys, we've been doing it for the Sesh for a while and you guys love it.
Yeah, I love our Sesh premiere chat.
It's so fun to like actually join you guys and like see it with you. You know what I mean? Because it's like, it's real time.
Exactly. It is real time.
Some people think that it's actually like,
I know,
live.
That's the biggest confusion. I would probably think that too, yeah, if I didn't know. Especially with a podcast. With an edited video, it's more easy to catch on. But when you're watching a podcast, it's like,
are they live?
Which, by the way, we, if you haven't caught one of our premieres, we're premiering on YouTube and it goes live at 11 PST, 12 MST. We
very
try to say PST
because
more people know the things, you know?
Shut up, Siri.
But sometimes there's just like complications and we have to like move it out a little bit.
Yeah, once in a while.
But yeah.
Usually we try and get it up by noon, though.
Yes. So well, how are you guys doing today? Oh, welcome
I've
to August.
I've never been better.
It's August when this is.
I hate that.
Why?
It's your birthday month. Yeah. It's the end of the summer.
But now you're an adult, so it doesn't matter.
Yes, it does because of the weather. I hate the cold and it's depressing. Mm. It's going to get dark again in a few months. And
that is the worst.
It's the worst thing ever.
It is.
So no, I'm not thrilled.
Not thrilled.
And I don't care. I'm turning 29. It's like so lame.
29.
You're almost an adult.
You're starting your 30th year.
What?
That's how that works. Yeah, I love explaining this to people. It's always a big shock.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're starting your first year the second you're born.
Yep.
That's terrible, too.
So 30th year. Technically, you're 30.
Yeah, technically, you're 31.
That's true. I'm on my 31st year. I know. I don't like thinking about that. But
I like it when we're the few months between April and August when we're technically two numbers apart.
Yes.
It's fun. I'm only 28, baby.
That was always so hard for me to understand as a kid.
Well, like,
sometimes I'm 2 years older than Janelle.
Sometimes I'm not. Well, I mean, at least Holly's. Well, so she's entering her second year of life. How do you feel about that?
By the time this goes up,
she'll already be one.
I feel an array
happy
of emotions.
Birthday, bear.
It's
happy
so
birthday.
Emotional, dude.
Yeah, tell us about the first year of being a mother and like having this little human as yours.
It's like far exceeded my expectations. She's just so awesome and she's becoming more and more funny.
She is.
And communicating with us in her own little ways and getting sassy.
Is she?
Definitely getting a little sassy. God, it's funny. You can put them to bed and they'll be in a good mood and then wake them up. They'll be in a whole ass different mood or vice versa. They can be in a bad mood going to a nap and
like
then they can wake
human
up. But it's like regular crazy. We went to the pool yesterday and she was having a good old time. Great day, great mood. Put her down for a nap. I let her sleep for 2.5 hours because I knew she was tired from the pool and everything. But then it was like 5:15. I was like, all right, girl, you got to get up. Woke her up pissed. Just like not having it.
I'd be pissed too.
She looked like groggy. And then she was pissed all night. We took her out to dinner and she was like,
sweet sleeping person from their nap.
Well, she's got to have her dinner. She can't just go to bed at 3.
I did yesterday.
You went to bed at 3?
Yeah. I literally slept for like almost like, I slept for like 16 hours yesterday.
Damn, that's fucking awesome.
I had so much like catching up to do though.
I
had
so much catching up for that.
16 hours of sleep.
But
that
also
is the hardest part of parenthood.
I kind of hated it though, not going to lie, because like my entire Sunday went to waste. So I'm like,
that is true. I waste so much less time as a parent now because I actually get up and get my day going. I used to sleep in so late every day.
I was pissed on Saturday because I woke up at 7:45 and then couldn't go back to bed and I was fucking mad at myself.
In the PM or the AM?
AM. Like, what the hell is this crap? This is you get 2 days a week to sleep in and you didn't take advantage of it. So annoying.
I woke up at 7:45 too.
Yeah, but you have a kid.
Yep.
I had nothing to do. I was just laying there like, hey, well,
not
cool.
Even Charlie wanted to go out.
Mm. Hell no.
Yeah, and then we had a wedding that night, so you're probably tired.
No, I'm fine now. Luckily, I got good sleep on Sunday.
That's nice.
I woke up at like 9 and then went back to bed till like 11:30. It was awesome.
Oh, I love that. Mm,
that's lit. I don't even remember what that's like.
Damn, that sucks.
It does, but it's all worth it. It really is. I can't believe she's turning one. It's like I said, I'm in like denial about it.
I know. It's crazy.
I'm in major denial about like getting all of her clothes that don't fit her out of the closet. I just cannot bring myself to do it. Every day I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to get the old stuff put in a box. I'm like, I just can't do it. Aww. She's still kind of, I can squeeze her in some of these. She's just, I love her so much.
She's so cute, girl.
Are you going to keep her clothes or are you going to?
I thought you were going to say, are you going to keep her? Yeah, I think so. Your warranty's running out in 1 year.
Are you going to keep her clothes or are you going to like, are you going to like keep some of it?
I'm like, keeping, well, I tried last time I did a big sweep of her closet. I was like, okay, I'll put the ones I'm going to donate in its own pile. But then I kept like everything because it's all so cute. And I have memories attached to each piece of clothing. I'm like, oh, this is what she wore when she did this and that. And so I just want to keep it all. And I'm like, maybe we'll have another girl.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Well, it's true. I would just dress a boy in her clothes too. Yeah. They're so cute. But yeah, it's like very bittersweet. But I'm really excited for the toddler era. I know everyone's like terrible twos, terrible toddler. And I know that it's going to be different, but I think it's so much more rewarding because they are communicating. I can't wait to see her walk. I can't wait to hold her hand and like walk down the street and
or hear her little voice like, mommy, yes, like, let's go to the park or yes, whatever.
Which she does say mama very occasionally, like once a week, maybe if I'm lucky. But she says dada all day.
Aww.
But she calls me dada too. She doesn't really get it. But that's like her word. Dada. Dada.
Is it because it's like phonetically she's so like dada. Cute. Is it just it's easier?
Yeah. Okay. It is, which duh. I was offended at first, but then I looked it up. Well, like, it is easier to say da.
Yeah.
Ma, ma, da, sometimes da, she ma. Says mama, but it's just like a little bit of a struggle.
But do you think she knows like that she's what that means? When
no.
She's just like happy.
I mean, she even calls our nanny like dad. She says it she's to anybody. She's, yeah, she's just babbling.
Oh,
I think she does. I mean, cute sometimes girl. She will specifically at Josh say dad, dad. Or like, I'll be like, where's dad, dad? And she's like, looks at Josh and's like, dad, dad. It's
oh
the
my
cutest
God.
Thing. It's seriously the best having a kid, like just getting to see them become this. I read something the other day that's like, what's the best part of having a child? Watching them grow up. What's the worst part? Watching them grow up.
I feel like that's so true.
I cry right now. It's so hard.
Aww.
But many good memories ahead. We're going to have a birthday party for her. We're doing a pickle themed birthday
yeah,
party.
Baby.
I'm so excited. All you guys are going to be there.
I'm so excited for this
Sunday.
Yeah,
I'm so excited to see her.
Pickle party.
We did a little pickle shoot for her over the weekend. Oh. Like, got out all the jars of pickles.
Girl loves the camera.
She does. She works it.
Well, she is a Leo.
She works it.
Mm-hmm. She loves
her
spotlight.
She is.
She is a Leo.
She's so funny. God, she could just eat pickles for every meal. It's
same.
Crazy. Like, yeah, can't even judge
so
it.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy good. She loves them. It's
me too.
Awesome.
Like,
this is great. She's gonna love
she
pickle
really
shots
is my
one
child.
Day.
Hell yeah.
Auntie's gonna take her to get drunk at a bar with pickle shots.
You better be careful out there.
Why?
Because mama's gonna come get your ass.
And get drunk with us? The fuck? I'm not gonna let anything happen to her. It's pickle shots.
I know. True, true, true. You'll be old by then.
I'll be
you'll
like,
be 40 something.
Okay. That's really rude.
It's
ew,
true.
I can't even think about that.
I know.
Sick.
Hey, aging is beautiful.
You're right, Kendall.
Our audience out there who is over the age of 30, over the age of 40, over the age of 50, tell us why that age is
I get anxiety about aging.
I know. Who doesn't?
True.
Closer to death. But
exactly.
Hey, more experience too.
John's dad always says, that's the way it's supposed to go. You're supposed to
it
get
is.
Older.
That is the natural
I'm
way
like,
of
you know
life.
What, Mark? You're freaking right, buddy. Thank you.
I feel like the more time you spend stressing over it, the more it's horrible, you know? You got to just embrace
isn't
it.
Isn't that life in general? The more you stress about something, the worse it gets.
That's right.
So don't stress. Problem solved. Be
that
happy.
Is the solution.
So
just
I just
don't
tell myself, just don't worry about it. And then I never think about it ever again, never have a problem.
Remember like a month ago, I went through this whole phase where I'm like, I'm not going to stress anymore. No
let
more
it,
stress
let
for
them,
me.
The let them era.
The let them
you?
Era.
How long
yeah,
did that
I tried that. It lasted about a week.
Okay.
I'm back to stressing. I'm back aboard the stressy caboosey.
And
it's not going
not
well.
Not just letting people.
The toxic stress train.
I had a dream she came back on YouTube.
Really?
Yep.
What'd she say?
She was like on vlogging and everything and everyone was just like.
She just tried to ignore it?
Yeah. Mm. Like she just came back. We were like, damn, she really is back.
Do you think she's going to come back?
No.
I don't think so
I don't
either.
Think she's going to.
I don't think,
I don't
she,
think
can.
She should.
I think that's no. the end of that. That was like the worst cancellation I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So
deserved
made other people's cancellations look like nothing.
Yeah.
So
no, it's so true.
I think she's going to be off the internet forever.
Yeah. I would agree.
We'll see.
I would agree. But anyway, today we're going to have some fun. We have another fun activity going on.
Let's wait to bring our prop for our segment.
All right. Corelli has created another prop for us, and we are going to see how smart Janelle and I are, which is, don't expect much, people. We've done this before. We're playing Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Mm-hmm. And last time we determined we were not.
Was not. Couldn't say I was.
It's been about a year since we played that game.
Maybe I've probably gotten dumber since then, honestly.
Probably. I was going to say, maybe at this point, like, you know, we've gotten a little smarter collectively.
Yeah, we'll have to see about that.
Not smart. Yeah, it'll be fun, though. Carly made a brilliant prop for us. Mm-hmm. We're very excited about that.
Yes, it's going to be fantastic. So what do we have today, you guys?
Well,
what's going on in the world?
Did you see, what's her name? Carly Russell? Her mugshot?
Oh,
you said Corelli Russell?
Corelli Russell's mugshot, baby.
Carly Russell's mugshot. Yeah, let's pull it up.
Yikes.
You think she's going to face jail time?
I think she would maybe do like a month.
Yeah, like a short amount of time.
Like max.
I can't remember exactly what Sherry Papine's got.
She got more than a month.
Yeah, she did.
Wait. Can I just say, though, this mugshot kind of slays. She looks really pretty in this mugshot.
Yeah, except for that's not really the point of a mugshot.
I know.
I think she's like into it, though.
She has good skin.
She has really good skin.
It's really clear.
I thought you're not supposed to like smile or typically.
Yeah, I mean,
it looks
normally,
like a school photo.
It really does. It looked like a driver's license photo.
Yeah.
I don't know if she really understands the gravity of what she did.
It doesn't seem like it.
You don't think so?
I don't know. With that face.
Yeah, she's like, cheese.
Doesn't look like she really understands.
Yeah, she looks this very unremorseful. I think at this point, she's just like, like, you know, you might as well milk it now.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know what I mean? Mm.
Damn.
It's crazy.
What a shame.
Oh, what a fucking shame.
Elon is still ruining the world.
Oh,
I'm really pissed about that.
Did yours is apps update? Because I'm getting the notifications from X now.
Are you?
It literally looks like a porn site. Like it looks like a porn.
People keep saying like a dating app or something.
No, it does. Twitter.
Do you have automatic updates turned on?
Yeah.
I don't have them turned on, so I don't want to because I love the little bird. Yeah. I'm going to miss that little cute little bird, you know?
Yeah, the bird was cute. He killed the bird.
There was someone had posted an alternative logo that he should have used that was like an X, but kind of looked like a bird wing. It would have been a nice like, what is it? A homage to Twitter?
Homage to Twitter.
Homage.
I think that's
is
what it
how
is.
You say homage. Also, silent H.
It's
spelled
with an H. Homage.
I didn't know it was spelled with an H.
Isn't it H-O-M-H-E?
That's what I thought. I
think so. Maybe not smarter than a fifth grader. Yeah, where's Twitter on this thing? Let's see if I have the option. Should I update it?
Yeah.
You want to update it right now?
You shouldn't.
Let's see.
Go to the dark side.
Oh, when you type in Twitter on the app store, it doesn't even show up anymore.
So
Or when you
type in X, it doesn't show up. So where the fuck is it on the app store? The hell?
Have you read over his whole like plan for X?
I don't give a damn.
He's trying to make it this whole new way of life. Like there'll be. You can do food deliveries on there and ride services. And if my memory serves me correct, it's like going to be a bunch of things. Banking and like.
What?
Yeah, maybe you guys can look it up. Like what?
I am not giving my money to Elon Musk.
Yeah, he says the future of X.
Yeah, it's just a future state of unlimited interactivity centered in audio, video, messaging, payments, banking. Creating a global marketplace for ideas, goods, services, and opportunities.
He wants to he wants to take over the world.
Exactly. That's the plan.
I wonder what noise it makes when you refresh it. You know how the little, before like the little bird, it was like a little tweet.
It's kind of like a little soda opening almost.
Is that a new sound or is that the
No, one? It would make the like popping sound.
Yeah, I'll do it right now.
That was good.
That was really good.
Want to hear it again? Wait, hold on.
Let's hear the actual one.
Oh.
Goddamn. Elon.
Well, and Twitter. Threads was like a big flop.
Wait, yeah. So what's our consensus on Threads?
It's just like, it feels like Facebook.
No, I don't think it's a flop. I just think that they need to make more like features on it. They need to have a trending page on it. Because that's what
it's
missing.
Launched too soon.
Well, I think
they lost like hella users. Did you see that?
Yeah.
like more than half the people that signed up like never got on it again after that.
I know.
I don't know. It's all right. I asked last night, I forgot about this. I asked, are people still using this app? There's 48 replies. Let's see. Kind of on and off, gets boring, but I'm patient with the process. Still here because it's the only social media without short content. I'm so tired of doom scrolling. I feel that. Loving it more now that they have the following tab. Oh, so they do have a following tab now.
Yeah, but I want like a trending tab, like how Twitter has of, you know, news and anything that's going on in the world, essentially. That's what I want.
Yeah, needs more, because that's where I get so much news. And
they're getting rid of the events. Like light look of Twitter, which I know you. Okay, tell me, this is the big fucking discussion to be had. Are you dark Twitter or light Twitter?
Or just dark mode or light mode in general on all your apps?
Dark mode forever.
I need light mode. Same. It gets I'm too shocked dark.
Because you live in the dark. You're like a cave woman.
That's true. I love the dark in life. But I don't know what it is. I don't think I can read it as well. Like dark font against a dark background. It's light contrast. Font. Oh, did they change the font? I don't know.
What do you mean?
Like
I can't. How would it be dark against dark?
I always thought, I don't know. I just figured.
No.
Everything I've ever used like dark mode on, it's too hard to read.
I agree.
So you have your whole phone on light mode?
Yeah, my whole phone on light mode.
Yeah.
Your whole phone is in light
mode? Oh, they changed the font to white. Yeah, it's always been like that. I like the really...
It's always been white.
I feel like it's more contrasty, but I don't know. It's what my eyes prefer.
No. Yeah,
fuck Elon for that.
So
you can still have it right now, though. You can still do light mode.
No, he says he's going to get rid of it.
Oh. He said it's dumb or something.
Oh, he's dumb.
It annoys me when people have it dark.
Dark mode forever. Dark mode on iMessage, dark mode on everything.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying they're still on Threads, I guess. Someone said, yes, because I delete Instagram during the week. Now, that is smart.
That's a lot of work.
I couldn't because of my job, but...
You delete it during the week and then reinstall it? It's a pain in the ass. And you got to log in.
Well, it's more than a pain in the ass if it's affecting your mental health, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes Instagram really getting that scrolling and you start feeling bad. You ever have that?
No, not so much on Instagram.
I used to get that a lot.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
My Instagram's like pretty decent, I feel.
Is it?
Yeah. I waste a lot of time on there. I'm not saying it's productive when I'm on there, but I don't usually feel like shitty when I'm on Instagram.
I don't really use the scrolling much. I stick to the stories for the most part.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you watch the shorts or whatever they're called on the reels on Instagram?
Not really. I'm on TikTok.
The fuck? Oh. Except for I'm kind of annoyed right now because Instagram a lot of times doesn't show me. Like, you'll post something, and then I feel like I don't see it.
You mean TikTok?
No, Instagram. And TikTok, too. It's TikTok especially.
Really?
You post TikToks, I don't see them. And then I'll see them, like, a week later. I'm like, what the hell is this?
That sometimes happens with me for yours, too.
And I don't get...
I saw you're doing the girl dinner last night. That was days ago that you did that.
Girl dinner.
Girl dinner.
I love girl dinner.
Girl dinner. So what does that mean?
I'm having a girl dinner party tonight with my girls.
Are you really?
Yeah.
What are you having?
Girl dinner. We're having some nuts. We're having some cheese. Maybe a little bit of wine.
Girl dinner is like a bunch of random snacks put together to make a meal.
Yeah. Okay. I see
like,
that.
I would rather have a bunch of little hors d'oeuvres or a little of everything versus like a lot one of big one meal. Thing.
Okay. I see. I agree with that.
Like
tapas almost.
Exactly. Yeah. I could live off of tapas.
But like
I don't give
tapas, mac and cheese.
Exactly. A little mac and cheese.
Little tuna sliders.
Caesar
salad.
A bowl of cereal. Mm.
A quesadilla.
A random pickle.
Okay,
like some
a random
you can just like
pickle.
Go to your fridge and like pull out one like, some random shit and then make it like a little meal. That's girl dinner.
Okay.
Girl dinner.
I get it now.
Which not to be mistaken, because then the problem is TikTok has been doing this bad thing where it's like girl dinner, one nut and one cube
See,
of cheese.
That
and
was
that's
my
like glorifying some bad things. Okay. That's not what girl dinner is.
No, I totally, when I first started seeing the girl dinner stuff, I was a little concerning about it. I
girl
was like,
dinner
this is looking like
eating plenty
eating
of
nothing
food.
Is girl dinner.
No, girl dinner is eating plenty of food, just a lot of like random shit put together, not like one giant thing, but it'll be like a bowl of mac and cheese, a little quesadilla. Or like a pickle, some slices of turkey, like random shit put together.
I see.
What was your girl dinner?
My girl dinner?
Yeah.
My girl dinners a lot of times consist of like cheese and crackers.
Oh, so good.
I could literally live off cheese and crackers.
I could just live off cheese.
Same.
Goddamn.
I pretty much do. Pickle. I'll do like a few pickle slices, maybe some olives.
I want to do that filter you did
some bread
on TikTok right now and see what I get.
Oh yeah, okay. Do girl dinner right now.
All
right,
my girl dinner is guacamole. See, always a yes.
That's a good one.
Bologna. Hell no. Who's eating bologna?
Hell no.
Baked butter.
Ew.
Like I can't believe it's not butter.
Yeah.
That's a no. Okay, let's try this again. Okay. This time I get multigrain bread. I don't like
you're not into that?
No, it's too much. And raisins. Hell no, raisins.
Oh, raisins are nasty, dude.
Raisins are a disgrace.
They stop
are.
It.
Don't. And if no, they are a disgrace.
You guys don't like what I like.
If they're in a dessert, I am offended.
By raisins, yes. Absolutely.
In dessert,
prunes.
I love prunes.
Okay, this is a Josh dinner. Josh loves prunes.
Prunes are delicious.
Sick. Yeah, they are. Mm-hmm.
Love prunes.
Espresso. At dinner, no, I have a baby. I got to go to sleep. Okay, one more time. I need a good girl dinner. Lettuce?
That depends on what it's with, though.
Like, if it's lettuce with some... And ice cubes. Okay, and grapes. Okay, this is a dangerous dinner.
That's dangerous dinner. That is not
that
girl dinner.
That was danger dinner. One more time. Oh, I'm
People
running out of time.
Don't understand what really girl dinner is. Come on, get a good one. Also, why is your phone, like, curved?
It's curved?
Like, your case is curved.
This case is a piece of junk. I'm pissed about it. I don't know. Like I just ordered it.
Okay. Well, it doesn't fit correctly.
It's curved.
Like, why is it? I don't think you have it for the right phone, buddy. I think you got the wrong one.
Really?
Yeah, it's not on.
Because the buttons weren't working either. So maybe.
It's not on. There's a giant gap right here, dude.
I thought I have an iPhone 14. I ordered a 14 Pro Max case. Do I not? I thought.
I don't know what you have, but it doesn't fit.
Thing.
Oh, sorry.
Girl dinner.
We should have a segment called Girl Dinner and just eat girl dinners.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, I could just have snacks for the rest of my life for every meal.
That's basically what our dinner is today. Yeah. We're literally just bringing a bunch of like little things.
Because I get grossed out if I have like too much of one thing. I'm like, ugh, I don't want any more. I've had enough of that, but I'm still hungry for something different.
Holly's like ultimate girl dinner.
She does her favorites.
Yeah, she has girl dinners, variety of everything. Her favorite, pickles, mm-hmm. of course, guacamole. She loves like spoonfuls of guacamole. Oh, this kid loves
girl.
It. And delicious. She doesn't, I've had some that are like a little spicier and she doesn't even, she loves
She's
it.
Like, yeah.
She's fine with it. Washed down with some milky. Oh. And then she really likes proteins, like steak, chicken, that.
Have I she ever tried shrimp or anything?
Oh my God, love shrimp. She loves all the proteins.
How about like, can she have salmon yet or no?
Yeah, she's had a little bit of salmon.
When can
I
she
just
have
give
sushi?
Her a tiny bit of it. I think like 4 or 5.
Damn it.
That's what it says. You know.
I want to go on girl dinner sushi date with her.
I know.
Well, maybe she can have like a California roll.
When she's old. I'm going to start her on California roll. She can have that.
Yeah. Or the little shrimp.
And I want to start her.
Yeah. Shrimp tempura. Oh, yeah. That's what I used to eat when my parents would take us to sushi. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
I don't even want to make it a weird thing. Like, this is just, like, you're just, sushi is a normal thing in our house.
Totally.
I want her to eat sushi right off the bat. But maybe I don't because then it's going to get expensive. Our bill's going to go up a lot for sushi night.
It will take a little while, I think, for her to get used to the fish.
Like, no, you don't want this. It's gross.
So good.
Did your mom ever tell you anything that they didn't want you to have was like medicine or like spicy?
No.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
Oh, my parents did.
No. I can't think of anything. Maybe they did.
I used to do it when I nannied too.
Like what?
Like, you don't
it?
Want this. This is my medicine.
If like, it was like what? Beer or something.
I don't know. Like something I didn't want to share with them. Or like this is spicy.
Yeah.
Or if it's like sugar and they're not supposed to have it. Anyway, we've been rambling
a while.
Do we have
pickles here?
That sounds really good right now, actually.
I could do like a shot of pickle juice.
Will you check if there's any pickles? Because I really need some in my life right now.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good.
So good.
Who's here now? Josh is interrupting our show. Josh, come here.
Make him do the filter. Make him do girl dinner.
Okay, you want to try girl dinner, Josh?
Sit down. Have you heard of girl dinner?
What's girl dinner?
Girl dinner
is like...
It's like when you eat
a bunch of smaller things,
like but a bunch of different things instead of like one big thing.
It's not even like possible for me.
Okay, what's your girl dinner? You get boxed wine.
Ew,
disgusting. Pickles.
That's good. That's a good part of girl dinner.
And protein shake.
Okay.
That's good. See?
I'll take that.
But that sounds like a danger dinner to me.
Sounds like I'm going to puke after dinner.
Well, if you replace the wine with
another
like
one.
Bread or something.
Mm-hmm. Red olives. I don't know. Red olives are
what? Yum.
Yeah, those are the
pudding
like,
and animal crackers.
That's a decent girl dinner.
I'll put the animal crackers in the pudding.
Yeah.
And then just swallow the olives whole.
Okay. What else do you get?
And all.
Ketchup.
But with what? Raw broccoli. You like that.
Mm, I love broccoli.
And birth control. Perfect. That's a danger dinner.
Perfect.
One more. You get celery sticks.
Love it.
You love celery sticks.
Ew.
Cucumber slices. It.
And salt. That is that's a danger dinner.
Danger dinner. You can't have
that's
that.
All water.
What's all right. like your ideal girl dinner?
If you had to pick like three small items to be a dinner.
Three small items.
You can have a large you can have as much of it as you want.
Snacks,
but it can't be like a steak and potato. Yeah, it's gonna be like a bunch of snacks, like tapas.
At that wine bar we went to.
You were to raid our fridge and just eat three random things. I got prunes for one of mine. You'd like that.
Carrots, ranch.
Mm-hmm.
That's one though. Carrots and ranch is like one.
And cheese or
yeah, that's good.
Pepperoni.
Okay. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good girl dinner.
Oh, not
that's
too
not
bad.
That's all right. Not too bad. Let's interview you.
Okay.
What else do you have to say? How do you feel that our daughter's turning one this week?
I am very happy.
Happy?
Yeah.
Do you feel proud of us? We've done good.
Aw.
Yeah, I'm very proud of us.
What do you think? What's the thing you're most proud of? I want to hear from each of you separately. Like, as far as the first year of her life.
So hard. I'm so proud of so many things.
One thing.
I'm proud that she's like us.
How do we? She's one.
I just know. She tells me. She whispers to me.
What are you most proud of yourself for as a dad?
Yeah, that's kind of what I meant.
Probably not being selfish anymore. Like putting myself second or right. third behind you, I guess. So
that's right, baby. You're third. Okay, what are you most proud of me for?
Oh, whoa.
I'm proud of you for birthing her.
I was gonna say like,
fucking thank you,
because that was the hardest part and I literally did nothing when it came to that. So
you were amazing. You did good cheering though.
Yeah, I tried. Hey, but you did all out? The hard work. No, didn't pass out. I'm very okay. proud of myself for that.
You cut the cord.
I watched the whole thing.
I couldn't even
that
watch
is so
it.
Cute. You guys make me want to cry.
It was amazing. It was the best day of my life for sure.
Best day of my life too. I am proud of us for our teamwork.
Amazing team.
I feel like our relationship is better than ever. We're like, and getting on a schedule, like getting serious about life.
Getting our shit together.
Getting our shit together.
Getting our shit together and acting like adults and being parents. I mean, that's the biggest adjustment is going from being just like young adults with pets and, you know, doing whatever the hell we want every day and eating dinner whenever we want and getting up whenever we want. And now it's like we're a very well-oiled machine, I'd say.
We are big schedule people now. All right, that's
we
it.
We use calendars now. That was something we never used before. I don't even think we ever opened our calendar prior.
Yeah, we have like a family calendar.
We have like 30 calendars going.
I know, it's insane. All right, you're dismissed. Thank you, Ben. Right. Love you.
Bye, everyone.
You've never sat on.
Come watch Lights Out.
He sat on here. We did a whole advice thing one time. Should do that again sometime. Okay.
Oh, I thought he stepped on our prop. No, we're good.
All right. We got a bit
of...
I was about to cry.
Oh, fuck. No, she's
That'd
safe.
Be bad. Okay, let's start with some CSI.
Florida receptionist accused of stealing over $40,000 from doctor's patients.
Dude, I don't know how these people get away with this shit for so long to get so much money.
$40,000. Anyway, her name is Angelina Mina. She's a receptionist at McDonald.
I kind of like her name, Angelina Mina.
Angelina Mina.
Hi, my name is Angelina Mina.
Why is that really funny?
Her middle name should be like Rena Mina.
Hello, my name is Angelina Mina.
Angelina Rena Mina.
So anyways, she's the receptionist
at McDonald Family Eye Care in Winter Springs, Florida.
McDonald's.
I love McDonald's. Another Florida woman. McDonald's right now. Okay. I'm just so hungry. Anyways, she was arrested on Friday, July 21st for allegedly stealing more than $40,000 from dozens of patients.
Oopsie.
Angelina Rena Mina started over a year ago on March 11th, 2022. And Angelina Rena Mina's boss contacted the police department about a potential fraud case. The Winter Springs Police Department posted to their Facebook page saying, according to the business, the receptionist, Angelina Mina Rena, was allegedly illegally using patients'
Sorry, I just burped. I'm eating potato salad.
Oh my gosh, Ratch.
Allegedly, illegally using patients' credit card information to commit credit card fraud. During the investigation, police discovered that Angelina used her own Square account to steal approximately $44,000 from 76 patients who visited the practice. Great. After the 16-month investigation, authorities were able to file charges with the state's attorney office and issue an arrest warrant for Angelina. And according to police, she was arrested on several charges and was booked into Orange County Jail, where she'll wait to be prosecuted.
Angelina Rina Mina.
Angelina Rina Mina, come here, your court.
Come here.
You're being booked, Angelina Rina Mina.
The police are looking for Angelina Rina Mina.
Breaking news. A woman by the name of Angelina.
I just seriously don't understand how people get away with this stuff for so long. Like, totally. Who don't they have like an accountant that's like, wait a second, this ain't out of nuts.
Listen here. I'm confused. Wow. I don't know, bro.
Like, it's not worth it, people. No. Why are you doing such things?
Especially stealing from patients. At least the last girl stole from Amazon.
Right.
But this person's stealing from real people.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Taking their card and information down and
They think they're just getting some eye help, getting their vision exam.
Vision exam, mm-hmm. would you?
Excuse me, I had a vision exam 8 months ago. I just don't listen to what they say. I say, never mind. It's 2020.
I think
and
your
that's
vision's
it.
Worse than mine.
Kendall, we need to have a vision test on the show and determine.
Okay, that's the next thing.
Maybe
we'll
next
do.
Week.
Okay, vision test.
We know that we know you went to the eye doctor because you wear your glasses for a good 2 days.
Yeah, I know Chacon's so a new true. Parent wears them for literally half a week and then I never see them again.
Listen, I don't like the way they fuck with my makeup. And I don't like the way that the light on camera shows in my eyes.
I know
and
contacts,
guess what I've and I'll lose
seeing.
Them.
Guess what I've been seeing?
If I wear
recently.
Them, I lose them.
This is what? Scary because I was like thinking about LASIK could be cool one day. I keep seeing these fucking stories though of people getting LASIK and then something bad happens to their eyes or they lose eyesight and then they take their lives because they like literally like go blind.
Oh my God.
And it like destroys their life and then they end up unaliving themselves. Isn't that so
that
scary?
That just got really dark.
Now I'm like, sorry, I didn't mean to like.
That's but it's really not, fucking sad.
I keep seeing things online about it. That like apparently it's not common, but it's like not as uncommon as it should be. That apparently LASIK, things will go wrong. There's complications. Like this one woman, she was I think journalist or reporter on the news and she was dealing with complications and she literally took her life because she like couldn't see anymore.
Jesus.
Isn't that
so
sad?
Sad?
I know.
See, that's the thing is I've always thought about LASIK, but I hear such mixed stories. Some people are like, best thing I ever did.
My mom did it.
Absolutely
loved it. Didn't
love
your dad
it.
Do it?
My dad did it, but it only lasted a few years.
Oh.
And he didn't want to go do it again. And same with my stepmom. Mm. But then I'll see people like, worst thing ever, painful.
Austin's done it.
Yeah, and he had a good experience, but he had to go for a while. Because he had to do, I'm pretty sure he did the long, there's like another type of LASIK. I can't remember
what
it's
different,
called.
There's a few different kinds.
I think he did the one where you had to have like 48 hours of recovery. You have to have your eyes closed for a while.
That's like 6 days. He didn't do that when he did LASIK. Oh.
But so with LASIK, you still have to have your eyes closed
for
a while?
I think it's like a day.
I think
how
I
would I
saying,
go
function?
Yeah, I think I remember him saying they had like, to like put on like, keep on the little iPads for like a whole day or something like that.
See, I see fine. I keep my glasses in the car for when I need them, and that's it.
Oh my God. I just looked it up and I'm disgusted.
What is
what?
It?
I LASIK.
What do you mean you looked it up?
I just looked up I want to look at the history, but then a video of the procedure just came up.
Oh, yeah. They literally
Dude, Janelle's
off part
mom
of your
showed
eye.
Us the video of her LASIK
yeah, they, like,
when.
Filmed
how
it?
Old were we? Like, I was probably like 11 or so.
No, I was. This is when my mom and dad were still married because we watched it at my dad's. I was probably like 8.
Yeah, so
probably
I was like
10, maybe even if that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they filmed it.
I'll never
like,
forget
really
that video.
Really close up. And then they put it on a VHS.
She's like, guys, check this shit out.
I'll never forget.
Wait, when did
on
she
the
get
TV?
It?
Yeah. A long time ago.
I remember seeing the 7. little circle of her eye like being removed off and your mom like blinking a ton. And,
yeah.
Oh my God, well, I'll never forget
like,
that.
The thing that scarred me is they have to pry your eye like way open with these things.
I don't like it.
And I would be afraid of accidentally blinking or like doing something to where I
super still. Oh,
can you just get anesthesia or something? Laughing gas?
No, they have to. You can
awake.
Get like Valium. My mom said that she was like high.
I would need a lot
she was
of
still
that.
Aware. And she said that this, and I've heard this a lot, you can smell
the
burning.
Yeah,
like
I remember
flesh.
Her saying that to us.
That is fucking disgusting.
That's foul.
That is disgusting.
I think I'll just live with the vision that way I have it.
Mm-hmm. This is a relatively new procedure. The first one was in 1978.
Yeah, it's not that old.
And I mean, even from then, it was like, ew.
I'm sure it's fine.
It was,
it's still almost 50 years.
It's almost, yeah.
Brand new.
Okay, math whiz. Smarter than a fifth grader.
I am smarter than a fifth grader. Okay, well, let's calculate exactly how many years. It's 50. It's 45.
What did it say?
78. Yeah.
All right, let's talk about these next people. Okay. This is so creepy. And this is something that I think about every time I stay at an Airbnb because I've seen a lot of stories like this. I'm always be looking around for cameras. And I always feel like I should get one of those devices that like checks for a camera in an Airbnb.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that?
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah. A couple from Texas, Kaylee Gates and her fiance, Christian Caparo, took a 23-hour road trip to Silver Spring, Maryland in August 2022. So this was last August, to visit a Christian's child and book.
No, to visit Christian's child.
Oh. To visit Christian's child and booked a 2-night stay in an Airbnb. So on the first night of their stay, the couple said that they were intimate in the bathroom before lying down to watch a movie and relax. That's when Christian, who installs smoke detectors professionally, noticed a smoke detector in the middle of the ceiling above the bed and another one in the corner of the room, and this started to make him suspicious. Kaylee and Christian then stood on the bed to check out the smoke detector and noticed a hidden camera lens. Fucking freaky. After finding the first camera, they allegedly found an identical one disguised as a smoke detector in the bathroom. Fucking absurd.
You can have cameras in Airbnb, like in the living
common,
rooms,
yeah,
in common areas, but you can't have them in the bathroom. And you also have to disclose if they are in the house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The couple removed one of the cameras they found and then left the Airbnb and went to a hotel nearby where they called the police to report what just happened. When the Maryland police searched the Airbnb, they found an additional hidden camera in the basement of the house where other Airbnb renters were staying. This property is owned and rented out by Christopher J. Goisey, a licensed psychiatric nurse in Maryland.
That's scary.
That's fucking freaky. He was staying in the master bedroom of the home when police arrived, according to the suit. Christopher denied having any cameras in the house and suggested that it's possible his guest had planted cameras before calling the police. Come on now, my God. One time, Josh and I were staying in an Airbnb that didn't have smoke detectors, and we were like, what the fuck is this? Like, they were, the hole where they were supposed to be was, and it was just missing the device.
Yeah.
So we were like, what the fuck? And we're not staying here. There's a bunch of other issues. So we left and tried to get a refund. And they told Airbnb that we stole the smoke detectors. It was wild.
Oh my God.
So although he initially consented to the police search, he refused to let officers into a bedroom where his twin brother, Larry Goisey, was staying. His brother finally left the room and it was presumed he destroyed the evidence before doing so. Kaylee and Christian are seeking $75,000 in damages to address the stress and strain they've experienced. Christopher has 30 days to respond to the lawsuit. Airbnb's camera policy is that you must indicate the presence of all security cameras or other recording devices in or around a listing, even if they're not turned on or hooked up. Undisclosed security cameras or other recording devices are never permitted. You must always disclose if an active recording is taking place.
Oh, it's so creepy. I hate thinking about that so much.
And there's many instances
totally
of things like this. You got to be really careful when you stay at Airbnbs.
Really bothers me.
I know,
I don't
me
like
too
thinking about it.
I got to get more like vigilant about that too, because we stay at a lot of Airbnbs and I just am not, I don't have an attention to detail like that where I think to look that closely at a smoke alarm or like I would
well, I don't
never
know how you, I don't know how to tell that apart. Maybe
me
I
too
should learn.
I think they do have devices that can detect them too. Maybe it'd be good to get something like that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So creepy.
I know. This world's so fucked.
It's like, why have an Airbnb if you're that
paranoid?
Yeah, if you're like paranoid to have people in your house, or if you're, I mean, disgusting, like in a bathroom.
I don't think they were just paranoid. I think they were creeping.
Yeah.
And who knows where they could go sell that content online.
Exactly.
Ew. Okay. This, I just had a really disgusting thought. Like, I think that people do this. Like, I think people have like live streams. I saw a movie on it once. So take
it
with a grain
of
salt. People have like live streams of like a live house or a room or whatever. Like, and like
Big Brother.
Kind
of.
Big Brother starting on Wednesday. Sorry, I said no.
Oh, is it? Oh, I think I saw Frankie Grande is going to be on it.
No.
What?
They were just doing a promo.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry, random. But yeah, that's creepy as fuck. If you don't know you're being recorded, that's got to be one of the most
Invasive
violating. Things. Yeah. So violating.
Oh. Do we think that it was the brother? I mean, this is complete speculation because, like, obviously, like, the brother didn't want to, like, the police to go in there or anything. Do we think, like, in, like, this, I mean, we don't know that much about the situation.
My guess is they were in on it together.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Fucking weirdos.
That's fucking weird.
So creepy.
I'm really excited to play this game.
Are you going to watch Big Brother this year?
I don't know. It's a lot of time. I have a child.
You watch, like, full... Housewives.
Oh. I know. It's just, it gets so, I don't know. The last couple seasons, like, I haven't really enjoyed them that much. But I'll try for you. I'll try for you. I know. I miss our days of watching it together. Okay. It's never been good since that one season.
It has. It's been good.
With the guy that everybody hates, but I loved.
Jason.
No. Was that his name?
The circus guy?
The dude that, no, that was super animated. Huh? Like, the first season we watched. And he was like he came from an old season.
All-Stars or something?
Paul, yeah. Oh. I always thought he was so entertaining to watch, and then people, like, fucking hate Paul.
No.
And there's probably a good reason for it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know anything. I don't remember. Remember Kevin? You got me a fucking cameo, Kevin?
Oh, yeah. See, that was the season I loved. Kevin.
That was the first season you watched.
Jessica Nixon and...
Cody.
Cody. They were, like, annoying.
They have, like, four kids now.
And then, what's his face?
Mark and Elena.
I love Elena, and I still like follow Elena. Her.
Okay, well, the seasons are all, like... There was one that was really bad that I didn't watch, but, like, for the most part, they're pretty good. You just have to give it, like, a few weeks until, like, actually get going, and then it gets good.
Okay,
last
Janelle.
Week was good.
I have a lot of shows I'm trying to watch right now. I'm trying to watch Hijacked.
Okay, well, I don't watch shows, so Big Brother is, like, the greatest thing to happen to me all year.
Okay, I will. You know what? For you, it's, when does it start?
Wednesday.
That's my daughter's birthday. I'll watch it on Thursday.
That's fine. Yeah. Okay. You don't have to watch the exact day it comes out.
I'm going to try for you, okay?
Just try for, like, 2 weeks.
Okay.
3 weeks.
Okay. I have some time now that I've finished Platonic. Sydney, that show was very good.
So good.
I really liked Platonic. Love Seth Rogen. You would like Platonic.
Really? Yeah.
It's just, like, so lighthearted. Like, really no in-depth plot. It's just funny and light. It's just fun.
Okay.
You would like that. I'll watch Big Brother if you try to watch Platonic. They're, like, short episodes. There's only 10.
Have you guys watched,
okay.
What's his name? Bupkis. Pete Davidson's new show?
No.
It's like based like vaguely off like his life and stuff. It's so good. I think it's called Bupkis.
That was like that.
Well, Bupkis. that was the Staten Island something about.
Oh, I loved that. No. The King of Staten Island. Yeah. That was a really good movie.
You would really like this show then.
Okay.
It's called Bupkis. It's on.
There's
it's
too
on
many
Peacock.
Shows. I don't have enough time. I get like an hour to 2 hours of TV time in max nowadays. I used to have so much TV
time.
That's
a lot. An hour to 2 hours a day?
That's one episode of Big Brother.
But I used to binge. Like, my TV time started at 7 p.m. and went until 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning before. Now I can't. I would have it on, like, at all times. But now I gotta watch Miss Rachel. And we've been introducing her to Mickey Mouse Club.
Why don't you just make her watch Big Brother?
She would honestly be down.
It's
we
so
watched
good.
The Father of the Bride. I love that movie, Father of the Bride, Steve Martin. And Holly was into it. She watched the whole movie with us.
Really?
I mean, she was like scooting around in her little walker and thing, but she kept looking at the screen. She liked that.
Hmm.
Okay, I'm ready to play Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
So we're playing Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? And what you guys are going to do is...
Ooh, Sydney made a whole board.
Yes, first through fifth with a bonus column.
Okay, so... One for each grade.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
And we got a bonus-y. We got some bonus-y at the end.
Oh, bonus-y?
Yes.
Bonus-y? Do we get to pick our category? Or do you assign us? Okay.
Yes, you guys can pick.
Is it more points? Okay, I see.
It's more dollars.
Oh, we get money. Mm-hmm. So who's paying for this?
Kendall.
Oh, I am? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I think Charlie's actually going to foot the bill for this one.
Great. Okay, who's going to start?
Let's roll. Oh, well, let's not forget. Corelli made us a beautiful prop today.
She's gorgeous.
We have a dunce hat for the sesh now with a little sprout coming out of it.
It's so ugly.
Now, if you don't know what a dunce hat is, this is a real thing. They used to make, I was looking it up last night.
I didn't know.
Either bad kids that were not behaved or kids that were considered slow developmentally.
Oh my God, that's terrible.
Isn't that fucked up?
That's so bad.
Like, imagine the trauma of, like, you get a math question wrong. They're like, all right, go sit in the back with a dunce hat.
You had to, like, sit in the corner, right? Like, look at the wall or whatever.
That's so embarrassing.
Or, like, write on the board again. I will not be bad. I will not be bad. I will be good.
I will be
that's
good.
That's terrible.
Oh, Jesus. It's super traumatic.
So we make one for ourselves.
Sometimes I think we haven't come far in society, and then I read about things like that. I'm like, you know what? That would never fly today. No. So we can feel a little proud about that. This is very cute, Corels. Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Look at this. She's got some, of course, she had to get some bedazzling going on.
Gorgeous.
We got, where'd we get the sprout from?
She has a box.
Like some alfalfa.
It's literally a box of extra stuff from the Mile Higher sign that she just has in her office. She's had it forever.
Yeah, if you didn't know, Corelli made that Mile Higher sign, the border on it.
Mm-hmm.
She's a woman of many talents, mm-hmm. artistically.
I'm a jack of all traits, but a master of none. That's literally me.
Yes, yes.
Except that sign is badass that you made. That you
thank
put
you.
Together.
Honestly, like that sign, that is one of my proudest moments.
It's so good.
It's amazing. So proud of you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay. So basically how this will work is if you get one wrong, you have to start wearing the Dutz hat until the other person fucks up and then they start wearing it.
Correct.
Okay. So Charlie will wear it. Okay, pass. That's serious.
Put the tongue out. Amazing.
Okay. Who's gonna go first? Should we do like thinking of a number between 1 and 10?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I guess 4.
Okay.
That's my lucky number. Yeah, bitch.
Bad.
I'll say 8.
Janelle Wednesday number was 5.
Okay. Wait. Yeah.
Oh, wow. You are.
All right. I get the Dunce hat first.
You scared me. I was like, oh, wait.
Okay. Oh, hell no.
Let's do second grade math.
Okay.
Hell.
Well, that's so easy.
What time does the clock show? It shows, you know it, Kendall?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It shows 8:40.
Correct.
Woo! Yes.
That was so easy.
I get some points.
It's only second grade, guys.
Oh, second grade.
Okay.
All right, your turn.
Okay, I will select third grade animals for 600. Okay.
Which of the following characteristics do not belong to the kingdom Animalia?
They have cell walls, or B, they have to find their own food.
Doesn't everything have cell walls? No? Okay. Kingdom Animalia. They all have to find their own food. They're not getting served girl dinner. I guess I'm going to have to go with cell walls, A. Because I know they'd be finding their own food. No one's serving these people?
Kendall, put on that hat right now.
What? They all have cell walls.
That's what I said, but they all have to find their own dinners.
No.
Who's serving them?
Their moms. Like sucking on a nip. The fuck?
Oh, for the babies? I think it's just like animals in general. Did it say baby animals?
No, animals.
Oh.
Kendall, everything has a cell wall.
That's why I said that at first, but I figured they had to find their own
food. Put your damn hat on.
That was stupid.
Cell walls.
This is going to be...
Why are you... Can you just take off your headphones?
I just love wearing headphones.
I guess too bad. You got to put on your damn hat.
Okay.
Cell walls.
Well.
All right. Hit me with fourth grade human body.
You want me to read it to you?
Yeah.
How many types of teeth do humans have? Okay, that's the first part of this question. And then for an extra point, if you can name them.
Molars.
How many do you know?
I have molars, canine, incisor. I think incisors are the same. Or incisors? These ones?
Incisors.
incisors. Yeah. No. Premolars, molars. They have 4. I don't know what these ones are called, the front normal ones. They're premolars, molars, incisors, and I don't know what the regular ones are called.
Flatties.
There's 4 different types though, D. Is that correct?
Wrong.
Fuck! What is it, 3? Is premolars and molars 1?
Nope. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It is. It's just molars.
Okay, that's actually not even correct. There's premolars and molars. They literally talked to me about the dentist the other day.
Well, here you go.
It's fucking lame. Okay, fine. That's not true, though. I look so dumb. I'm smarter than this.
The little alfalfa thing at the top makes it so much better.
Oh, shit. I think we're all kind of dumb.
We're all dumb?
Yeah. There's Why? Five different types, according to a quick Google search.
Oh, what?
There's five?
Well, there's also, what's the ones up front? What are these called?
Platies.
Central incisors.
Central incisors and then regular incisors are these, or are they canines?
So she doesn't get the dunce hat because she got it.
But the thing is, there's molars, canines, and incisors or whatever, but there's different types of them. But the, yes. There's three main type.
Because there's central, there's canines, or second molars.
Yeah. And we're not dentists. Okay. This is a fourth grade question.
Okay, I'm going to take fourth grade grammar. Oh, God.
Which of the following is a simile?
I don't remember what a simile is.
Think of the word.
Similar. Okay. Oh, no. What are the options?
A, as fast as lightning. B, as soon as possible. C, as soon as you can. D, as quickly as you can walk.
Bro.
I'm going to say A, as fast as lightning.
Correct. And
that's correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like,
isn't that a...
Because fast right and lightning are similar.
Right. Good job, Kendall.
Thank you.
I'll keep the dunce. Okay. I will take... Let's see here. Second grade science.
Second grade science.
State whether the following statement is true or false. Humans can eat every part of a plant. Well, it depends on what type of plant. Some plants you can't eat. False. The fuck? You can't eat every part of a plant. Not every plant is edible for every part. Remember what Julia looked up when we were camping? Mm-hmm. False.
About the salsify.
Sassafras. False. B. False.
Well, so where we got it said yes, true.
Okay, well, they're idiots.
Because
that's
you know, because
not
you
correct.
Can eat every part of the plant, you just can't eat every part of every plant.
Mm. So that's false.
No, and it's true because you can eat the roots, you can eat the leaves, you can eat the not flowers.
Not of every plant. The yes, salsify.
There's poisonous
the salsify
things
plant,
out there.
You can't, yeah,
not of every plant.
Well, I agree with Janelle. I think
a false
is
load of crap.
Okay,
but you can eat every part of a plant, but you just can't eat all plants.
No, because some plants you can't, like, you can't eat the pit of a cherry. It has cyanide in it, but you can eat a cherry.
But you can eat the pit of an avocado. Can.
No, I don't think you can.
I love avocado pits. Steamed. Real good.
So I refuse to accept that. I refuse.
I'm going to back her up. I think that's bullshit.
That's crap.
Okay, so I'm not going to lie. When I was looking for this question, that's what I kind of thought too. But according to teachers.com.
Teachers.com is dumb as hell. No offense to whoever created that website.
You can't eat every part of the plant. You can and you'll die.
Yeah,
like,
you can. Yeah, I guess technically you could.
If you're a dunce.
If you're a dunce.
I think you can take the hat off. Or do you have to keep it
no,
on
you
until...
keep it on.
Okay.
It's fine. I'll keep it on.
So she gets the points for that, I think.
Yeah, come on. That's so lame.
I don't know.
The question is, can you eat every part of a plant?
That's a dumbass question. I refuse to accept that as fact.
Like, you can eat poison, but you'll die.
Right.
I mean, I don't understand.
You can't eat every type of plant, but you can eat every...
You can't eat every part of a cherry plant. You can't eat every part of
apple seeds have
apple
cyanide
plant.
Too.
You can't eat every part of.
But you can, as a human, eat every part of a plant of different plants.
Yeah, you can also eat dog shit off the ground. It's not going to feel very good. No,
yeah, like what teacher is telling their students? You can eat every plant. Every
That's
plant
a terrible
is
thing
fair
to teach
game.
Students,
seriously,
actually.
Kid's going to be dying.
Yeah, the fuck? I'd be pissed if my student came or my kid came back and was like, oh, yeah. Miss Frizzle said that you could eat every part of the damn plant.
All right. So is the student schooling the teacher right now?
I think we're smarter than the teachers.
Yeah, they're incorrect. I refuse to accept
that
as fact.
I'm gonna back Jill on that.
Thank you.
Let's make that the call. But okay. I mean, tell us in the comments if you think we're wrong.
What?
See, the dunce knows.
600.
Even the dunce knows. I mean, really.
She gets the points.
Okay. Come on.
You got it.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to take fifth grade language arts.
Choose the correct pronoun to complete the following sentence.
Oh my God, that's fifth grade.
You want me to read each one?
Yeah.
Them enjoy playing with the remote controlled car.
Them enjoyed playing with the remote controlled car.
They enjoy playing with the remote controlled car. Or him enjoy playing with
him
the
enjoyed
remote.
It.
The
they be.
Nice. Yes.
Good correct. Job, Kendall. Let's do math. Fifth grade math. Oh, fuck.
May have to use your paper here.
Find the sum and simplify your answer. Okay, I actually might be able to do this.
She's showing her work.
I hated when people were like, "Shane Rick,
Shane Rick,
Shane."
Oh God!
I'm gonna be honest. I like for the answer for this one, I didn't know how to get it.
You did look it up, Sid.
Well, I just I just had it there.
Okay, so that has to equal 7.
Time limit reached.
D.
Wow. You're correct.
Hell yeah.
Good job, Janet.
You can take off the dunce hat now.
No, she has to keep wearing it until I get one wrong.
Okay, that's so rude. I got a freaking math question right. I still do it.
I thought that's what you said.
Yeah, no, it's true.
I'm fine with you taking it off.
No, it's fine. I'll just keep wearing it.
Okay.
So it just kind of keeps falling off. Hell yeah. I'm a math whiz, bitch. Let's go.
All right.
Fractions, baby.
What does the bottom left say? Does that say bed / history?
Geo.
Oh.
God. I will do first grade
geo / history.
In which state is Antelope Canyon located, referred to as Upper Antelope Canyon or the Crack, and Lower Antelope Canyon or the Corkscrew?
The fuck? First graders be knowing this? Hell no.
Landmarks, baby.
A, Arizona. B, New Mexico. C, Utah. D, Colorado.
I don't think it's here, but I could be wrong. All those states are very similar.
One.
They all, like, got the general same concept. Hot and deserty.
Okay.
God damn. Antelope Canyon. I'm gonna go.
Ew, this is smelling
I'm gonna
weird.
Go with Utah. That's my best guess. C.
This smells like hot head.
Ew.
Ew, it's your own head you're smelling there, friend.
Okay.
No, unfortunately, that is incorrect.
Damn it. A, Arizona.
Yeah. Oh, I was gonna say, may I please guess? It's fine.
Oh. No.
Here you go, buddy.
Oh, do we have that rule? You could steal.
It's fine. I would like to please do science first grade.
What are the characteristics of a living thing? A, breathing air, eating food, growing, and playing video games. B, breathing air, drinking water, eating food, growing, reproducing, and changing. Or C, breathing air, eating food, making friends, and changing.
B.
What fucking grade is this?
First.
So I get where the hell's Antelope or whatever, and she gets this? This is some unfair.
B, breathing air, drinking water, eating food, growing, reproducing, and changing. B.
Correct.
Yeah. Thank
my
you.
God. I will do fifth grade science.
Choose a correct answer. Which of the following domains includes the kingdoms, protista, and fungi?
Fuck this. Fifth graders don't know this. This is what you learn in like high school.
No, this is sixth grade.
No, that's definitely like middle school. I didn't learn that shit in high school.
Fifth Eukarya grade. Or Archaea? How do you say that?
Archaea and Eukarya. I don't know.
Eukarya.
I'm going to go with B.
I already know what it is.
Correct.
Yay.
Good job.
All right.
What made you go with B?
Just took a guess.
Oh. That's half of what school is anyways.
50% chance, you know?
Just took a guess, baby. Okay, hit me with, I want to do grammar first grade.
Okay, the homophone of no. So in this sentence,
I forgot about homophones.
What the homophone?
No.
What?
No. Do you know?
Oh, yes. No. Okay, sorry. I was like, what?
I've never even heard of the word homophone in my entire life. What the fuck?
I know. I forgot that was a thing.
I don't think I ever learned about that. I don't think that was around when I was in school.
What? Okay, didn't exist.
Wasn't around.
No homophones.
No homophones.
It's a new
no
thing.
No homophone.
Okay, I will do second grade U.S. capitals. I love U.S. capitals. I'm pretty good at that.
Maybe.
Okay, what is the capital of North Carolina? A, Greensboro. B, Raleigh. C, Durham. Durham. I can't believe I can't say that. D. Charlotte.
D. Charlotte.
Wrong.
What?
Goddamn.
Raleigh.
Wait, do you want to steal it?
Oh.
I was going to, but she said Raleigh.
Oh, okay.
So you ruined it for me.
Damn it, Sid.
Damn it. My bad.
Yeah, Raleigh, buddy.
Okay, apparently I'm not good at capitals. That was one of my strong suits back in the day.
Haven't you been to
Raleigh? I really like aced the... You remember you had to like fill out the whole state and the whole... Me and my mom made up all these like little tricks for them all.
Okay, I want math for first grade.
Identify the fraction model which shows equal parts.
A.
Yes, that's
correct. Hell yeah. Math was always... I liked algebra. I liked finding X.
Ooh, that was my hated that. Suit. I never understood why.
Oh, I don't get why. I have no idea why you would do
I
that.
I hated finding X.
I don't know why you would ever do
that.
I was
that. Much more into geometry. Okay, I will do third grade geography.
Okay, Chicago is one of the biggest cities in the USA. Which large body of water with the same name as a state lies near the city? A. Lake Champlain. B. Yellow River. C. Lake Michigan. And D. Lake Otsego.
Oh, man.
Otsego.
I don't know, man.
Read the question again.
Yeah. Or you want me to read it again?
No. Kendall, read the question again.
Yeah.
Large body with the same name.
As a state.
Oh, as a state. Oh, Michigan. Thank you. C.
Yes.
Wow. Good job, Kendall. Lake Mish.
Lake Michigan.
You ever been to Lake Michigan?
No.
Same.
Heard it's pretty.
I always think of the commercial, your story begins at lakemichigan.com.
I've never seen that.
Okay. Hit me with third grade math. I want to go hard. No, the bottom one. Math. 1,000. It's fine. It's too late.
If you select a ball without looking, how likely is it that you will pick a red one?
Okay. See, this is a trick question because you can't see all the balls in the basket. So it's unlikely that you would pick a red one. But if they're saying if that's the only balls, then it's impossible. I'm going to go with C, unlikely, because there's balls underneath the other ones.
That is... Oh, no. I'm sorry. That is wrong.
So, again, I'm going to fight these teachers.
Can I steal it?
It can't be impossible. It's not impossible. You don't know what's under there in the basket. Could it's be impossible. A bunch of red balls down there.
Can I steal it?
No!
Okay, no. So no stealing in this game? Because I feel like you're going to eliminate and like pretty much get it always if you do a steal.
That's true.
Okay, so no stealing.
But do you want to guess? Stealing.
It's impossible.
It's literally not.
It is possible. I do agree with you. That's some bullshit.
I keep getting these stupid ones.
You said unlikely?
I said unlikely. It's not impossible. It's so annoying.
It's B, probable.
It's what? B? Wait, so the answer is actually B.
Yeah.
Probable.
How is that probable that you get a red
okay.
one?
Okay. That is absolutely incorrect.
She's getting pissed.
Fuck no.
That is such a lie.
Why would it be probable? All you see is blue and yellow.
Yeah, what?
That is, take that up with the dean status.
Yeah, no, seriously, I'd spit in the teacher's face if she told me that I got that
that's
wrong.
Bullshit.
That's such trash.
Probable? No. That has to be like, where'd you get these from?
Idiots.
Someone was high on that.
Idiots.
Absolutely not. There is no probable for the red one.
Are we calling it a? Because she said unlikely.
I think the answer would have been impossible. That would have been my vote.
This is lame as fuck.
But you're probable. Right because it could have been possible. You don't know what's underneath
yeah,
the basket.
The fuck?
I honestly kind of agree with that too.
That's so lame. Can you give like? Come on. Let me. I deserve a point.
I kind of think she does too.
Come on now. I'm keep getting these dumb ones. These people who are making these games are high as balls.
Yeah, seriously, that's bad. I think she gets a point.
Come on.
Okay, we can give her the point.
Thank you.
How many?
Okay, I'll keep the
There's
hat on.
200.
That.
Right. God, what a load of crap. All right, Kendall, you can go. It's your turn, buddy.
I am going to take culture for 1,000 points, second grade culture.
What is the official?
The hell?
I didn't know what to name it, okay?
All right.
What is the official state snack of Illinois? Popcorn, potato chips, cornbread, or almonds?
I feel like potatoes would be Idaho, right? Potato chips.
Are you thinking because of Idaho Spuds?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. They love potatoes up there. Mm-hmm.
But this Illinois
cornbread, that's a little more. Nah. I'm going to say, you know, Chicago Bears at the game, get the popcorn. I'm going to say popcorn for A.
That's correct.
Good job.
Hey, hey.
That was $1,000?
Hmm. Yes, $1,000.
Good job.
$1,000 for that?
Okay, hit me with geography, fourth grade. Oh, this is going to be really bad. I'm so bad at geography, you guys. I thought Brazil was in Europe till I was a junior in high school.
That's insane. Junior year. Like Brazil of all the places.
How were you told? Did you realize that on your own or?
No, I was doing my ADHD learning disability test and that was one of the questions. And I said, Europe. And then the guy just, he didn't say anything, obviously, because he was testing me.
He goes,
like, fucking idiot. He wrote down idiot. And then, no, I'm just kidding. And then when we were going over my results, he was like, yeah, she's below average on some things. And my dad asked for an example. And he was like, well, for one, she thought Brazil was in Europe. And my mom literally turned to me and just looked at me like,
oh my God.
Honey. Okay. Anyways, what is the question?
Okay. So in this photo that you're looking at, you're going to name what it is. So a blank is a flat, elevated landform that rises sharply above adjacent land on at least one side.
That is a plateau.
Correct.
I thought that was called a butte.
A butte is a smaller one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a smaller one?
Plateaus are bigger.
How can we tell from that picture what size it is?
The butte wasn't an option on there anyways.
Bullshit.
Sorry, festival.
I will keep wearing the hat, I guess.
Okay. Look cute. You should go out in public like that. It's so cute, mm-hmm. Cute little girl. Mm-hmm. Cute little girl. Okay, go ahead. Pick your thing.
Okay, I'm going to go with fourth grade language arts for 1,000. I got to go hard at this point.
Okay, so the blank, the preposition used in the sentence.
Oh, sorry, I have a fun skill.
We need to pause for Janelle's skill.
I'll do it after because I don't want to give it away.
Oh, shit.
So pick it.
Right.
The puppies are hiding among the bushes. What is the preposition?
I don't really get the question. Like, out of those words, which one's the preposition?
Correct.
Yeah. Hiding.
Incorrect. That's a verb.
Oh, it's among. Nope. Damn it.
Yeah. Aboard, about, above, across, after, against, along, among, around, at, before, behind, below, beneath, beside, between, beyond, but, by, concerning, down, during, except, for, from, in, inside, into, like, near, of, off, on, out, outside, over, past, since, through, throughout, to, toward, underneath, until, up, upon, with, within, without.
Wow.
Thank you.
Damn, I totally grade, knew that. Forget. Why did I say hiding?
That's a verb.
Just stupid.
Dunce. I'm stupid. Okay. I will do. Let's see. I will do third grade math. I'm gonna go hard on this. I'm scared.
God damn, that's so unfair.
Write a multiplication sentence for addition statement.
That is such bullshit.
Oh, it's fucking awesome. A. 5 times 5 is 25. 5 plus 5 plus 5 plus 5 plus 5 is also 25. A.
Correct.
Hell yeah.
That is so unfair.
Ooh, I got 1,000 points for that. Good for me.
You're doming. What's the score at this point?
Janelle is winning by a landslide.
Well, Janelle. It's like you got the brains in this family.
Okay, but hit the geography. See, I will not get that. I suck.
I'm not good at geography either.
Yeah, you are. You are very good at geography, I feel like.
No.
I always thought you were good at, like, geography.
I like geography.
Okay, and you're very good at history. There should have been a history one.
Yeah, I would have done well at history.
You're very good at history.
Okay.
I do not.
I'll do the 1,000-point geography. I've got nothing to lose at this point.
Yeah, you got this. Come on.
No, this is like history.
Which goddess is the capital of Greece named after? Aphrodite, B, Artemis, C, Athena, or D, Elphia?
Aphia.
Sorry. I thought there was an L. Aphia.
I don't know the capital of Greece.
Come on. You know it.
Yes, you do.
Do I?
Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
think of Hercules. My sister just said off camera.
You got this. Come on.
Okay, I'm going to go with D.
Can I steal it?
I thought we were stealing this game.
Damn it.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry.
It's not.
No.
Oh, can I guess again for half the points?
Yes.
Yes. Special accommodation for the loser. Okay.
You get a dunce accommodation.
I'll go with Artemis B. That's my best guess. I don't know.
No. Athens.
Well, yeah.
Athena.
Oh, duh. Unce. I thought it was one of those names, and I was thinking like, no.
Wait, my God.
I thought it, I didn't realize it was
the capital named
after. I thought it was actually that name.
The capital?
Mm-hmm. Like, I thought it was like Athena or Aphrodite or...
But you still didn't.
Of course, Athens.
Damn, that was stupid as fuck. Okay,
I really deserve this hat. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
He's so bad.
Oh my God, that was really funny. Okay, hit me with geography, fifth grade. This is about to... See, this is about to be bad.
What is the world's longest river?
Oh, bullshit.
A, Nile. No. B, Ganges. C, Amazon. D, Yangtze. I don't know how to say that.
The Nile?
No.
What? It's not? It's the Amazon, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. See, I never knew. But I thought the Nile...
I never knew.
I think at one point the Nile is the widest, though.
There's something like that.
I could be really bullshit.
There's something about the Nile.
All right.
There's
something about it,
you know? It's just not the longest.
Something about the Nile.
I'll do third grade math. Or that's not an option.
Oh, I need to have the dunce hat.
I will. Oh, okay.
Yay. You get a break from it.
Ew, it smells like hair.
Stop smelling it.
Yeah.
Sicko. Okay. I will do third grade.
Language
actually,
arts.
I'll do first grade math.
Oh, come on. You got this.
Find the missing number. Blank tens equals 71s.
Seven.
Yes. Correct.
Well, hey.
Well, hey.
That good was job. Impressive. 400.
You're catching up. You're catching up.
I actually loved working with those little number cubes.
Oh,
I
love those.
The tens and the blocks.
Yep.
It was very good for a visual person like myself.
Yes, I agree. 100%. Okay. I'll do language arts, third grade.
The preposition used in the sentence. Jenny's name was called before Mario's name.
Before.
Yes, that's correct.
Yay, I love prepositions.
I'll do second grade language arts.
The noun in the given sentence. The waves crashed peacefully.
The waves.
Waves. Are you kidding me?
Wait.
Oh, sorry. No, you're right. Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
I was like, wait, how dumb am I?
The waves.
Yes, that's correct.
Good job, okay. Kendall.
Thank you.
All right. Last one for me is math, then fourth grade.
Find the area of the given rectangle. One side is 8 inches, the other is 4 inches.
8 times 4 is 32. A.
Correct.
Woo!
All right, moving on to the bonus. Now these get a little more tricky.
Bonus Jonas. God, I'm not as dumb as I thought. Still pretty dumb, though.
Okay. I will take... let me get 8th grade animals.
You mean 9th grade animals?
Oh, yeah, okay. Sure. Don't need glasses.
Okay, one owl pellet may contain bones, fur, and feathers.
True.
Did you ever dissect pellets at school?
I loved it.
That.
It was fun.
It was so fun.
Super fun. Owls are the coolest animal in the world.
They really are.
Did you know that owls are monogamous? They stay with one partner their whole life.
Really?
I think most birds are monogamous.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because don't they like find their mate?
Doves and, or doves and like swans only have one mate.
For as long as they live.
Aw, that's sweet.
I know.
800.
Come here, Charles. Get up. Okay, I'll do, give me 10th grade math, baby. I'm feeling feisty.
Wow, okay. Solve the quadratic times 2 plus 10 times
Fuck.
Equals...
It was X, that's X.
Oh, X.
Oh my God.
So you're looking for X. X2 plus 10X equals negative 25.
Oh, thank God I'm not doing this.
Oh, actually, I think I know this. Wait, what is it? PEMDAS. parentheses, multiplication.
Oh, yeah. PEMDAS, right? Fuck. Remember that shit about foiling? That's when I really gave up on math. When they were like, about you have to foil. It's like, the foil. Fuck is foiling? Yeah.
I never foiled anything.
In algebra, that was a thing. You were good at algebra.
I didn't remember foiling, honey. That wasn't taught in my school.
I was taught foiling, and I about quit school at that point.
What's your best guess?
Wait, hold on. Hold on now, okay? Fucking settle down. I think
she's
actually
hitting the time limit.
No, I think I can really do this.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Oh, I remember now.
All right, I'm starting the Jeopardy song.
No, don't. That'll distract me.
In my head, I'll do it.
That's not in your head, Festival. Get out of here.
Can I tell her? Can I give you one clue and see if that's what you're doing?
Yes.
No clues.
Yes. You got one clue. No.
She's way ahead. She doesn't need clues.
You got one clue.
No.
You had a
not
clue.
Not for this.
Yep. Go ahead. Hit me with a clue.
Sydney, don't give it
no,
away.
No, I'm not. I can't give you a clue.
Why?
Because that's bullshit.
It's not bullshit.
You're winning by a landslide. Only the loser gets clues.
Fucking Christ. Okay, it's either so negative 10 times negative 10 is negative 100 plus okay, so it's
how about
not
we
that.
Both try and then we both submit a guess, okay? Yeah. Before like the first person submits
and then
okay.
I can give you guys the clue then for this then.
No, it's right. An even
so you can rearrange.
Okay.
That's all I'm gonna say. Rearrange.
They have to be the same one too.
One. It's got to be D.
Yeah, you're correct.
D. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
good job.
So I just got 1,000 points. Fuck yeah, baby. Let's
you deserve
go.
That. That was some good work.
Thank you. I tried really hard.
Good work.
Look at my. I was showing my work. Everything I possibly could. That is pathetic.
Very good.
Man, I used to be so good at those.
Okay, I'm gonna take 8th grade geography.
Which country am I? My capital is Quito. I'm slightly smaller than the size of Nevada, and my official language is Spanish. A, Peru. B, Colombia. C, Ecuador. D, Argentina.
I don't fucking know.
You got this.
I'm going to guess Peru, A.
No, that's incorrect.
Damn it. Okay.
Do I get a second guess for half the points?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah, go for it.
Argentina, D.
No. No, honey.
Oh, yeah, Peru, they don't speak Spanish.
No, they do.
Do they?
Yeah.
It's huge, though.
Peru's
a huge
giant
country.
Peru's an enormous country.
Actually, all three of these are humongous countries.
Except for one.
Except for Ecuador?
Correct. Okay, I will do...
Isn't it Kendall's hat?
She just guessed.
I get the hat.
Oh, right, sorry. I will do 6th grade math. I'm on a math roll. Let's go.
Writing numbers in expanded form.
It's just like writing them like the word?
No.
Right, you have to write this in an
That's
expanded
easy.
Form.
Kendall was just talking about how she liked to do this.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't get it. So I write
So just verbally say it.
7,389.
Wait, that's what I thought it was too. It's not expanded form.
No, so it's like multiplying in addition.
Wait, what?
Multiplying in addition?
What do you mean multiplying in addition?
You would write it out as a math problem, essentially. So like,
to get this number.
Yes.
So there's a bunch of different answers it could be.
No.
So 7,000 plus 300 plus 80 plus 9?
Yeah.
That's basically what we just said.
So no, you said 7,389. That's not
so
the answer.
7,000. So, okay. So in order to get this number, you have 1,000... 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 300, 300, 300, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
That's actually literally it.
That's it?
But you don't get it because you got the first one wrong.
Instead of saying
no, you get multiple tries.
No, not
with Ecuador, and then with you in Argentina, and then with you in Peru, and then with you with Colombia.
No, I didn't get anything for that. Does she get like... Maybe she should get half the points for that, for her second try.
Expanded form? Why would you ever
that's
do that?
Stupid.
If anything, it should be 7,000, like you said, 380, and then 9.
Yeah, so it's 7 times 1,000 plus 3 times 100.
Okay.
Well, that's just dumb. I swear they make kids do dumb things that they don't need to do.
Seriously, that's so dumb.
There's so many better things we could have kids do. Yeah.
I don't know when you'd ever use this in life.
Big waste.
Dude, remember, what was the one that was like, it was 400. Cosine, sine.
Oh, fuck all that. Oh.
What was that?
That's
algebra.
Like trig.
No, that's trig.
That's triggering.
X. That's triggering. Oh.
That's good. Yeah, probably. Triggering. That's absolutely correct. I did like trig better than calc, though. Fuck that.
You know what calc I fucking thing. Hate? Statistics.
Fuck I actually statistics. Liked statistics. I did no. good. I got a B in
because
statistics.
Because it was visual, right? Because it was more visual.
I was better at statistics and geography. I hated calc.
Geometry.
Yeah, that one.
But trig was easier for me than calc was because of the visual aspect.
All right. Whose turn is it?
Kendall's.
All right. Give me that last bonus. Seventh grade language arts. Let's go, baby.
Personification. The strong wind blank my umbrella. A, slipped. B, snatched.
Oh my God. C, this is danced. Bonus.
D, hit.
I knew this coming B, out of the snatched. Womb.
Yes.
That's correct. That was a bonus question. Yeah,
well, that was a sixth grade question, right?
I had to solve for X and she got snatched her umbrella. All right. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Okay. Who?
Good game, guys.
Who? What's the final score?
I'm adding up right now. Give me just a moment.
Oh, man. You creamed me.
Never smarter. Say that again. Why? I don't need to hear that.
Final scores.
Okay.
Janelle, 6,200 points. Kendall?
Dollars.
She writes it down.
Kendall, 5,200.
Ooh,
wow. So it was close. I did better than I it thought. Was close. It was closer than I thought.
I only got 1,000 more than you. Good job.
All right. So I'm going to give you the hot glue. I'm going to glue this to my head.
You are the dunce of the day. Dunce of the day. Kendall Ray. Kendall Ray, the dunce of the day.
Oh, no.
I love this hat. I think it's fun.
I think we need even harder questions, though.
Well, we could do 6 through 12.
Mm.
And do history.
First through fifth.
But next time, I think Sydney needs to use a Jeff Foxworthy accent.
Who's that?
He's the host of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
How does he talk?
He talks like this.
Like this.
Oh. You got a southern accent, I think.
I never really watched Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader.
I never watched that in my life. I reckon never watching Smarter Than a Fifth Grader.
People Jeff's doing something. He's an OnlyFans now.
Jeff has an OnlyFans?
Just kidding.
I was like, holy shit, that's really interesting.
All right, guys, that's going to be it for day. Wow. The dunce has spoken. That's it for day. It for Dad's Cavern.
What?
You never heard that?
No.
What is that?
It for Dad's Cavern.
What's that?
I don't know. It's a thing on the internet. Anyway,
what the hell?
It was great hanging out with you guys. That's going to be it for today's sesh. We'll be back next week. But until then,
keep taking your mind a mile higher, as Kendall's about to say.
Did I fuck up the outro again?
No, but you almost did. But yeah, you did.
I was going to say until the next...
Nope, we'll see you on the next sesh.
Right.
But until then,
keep it fresh.
Keep the hat on for the rest of the week.